Captain Sandy to Malia. I need to see you on the main deck aft. Kind of need you to chew your ass out and wear a hat. Yo! Okay. Fuck it. Okay, we're going to be real quick because, y'all, we got to get to this because we're going to do a couple quick, very quick announcements.
This is Below Deck.
This is Below Deck Med.
This is reality, guys.
I'm all a tither because I watch this and I just imagine you just kind of becoming a bigger and bigger rage monster as you watched it. And it, so I want to get
this is the first time we've seen her morph into an enraged golfer.
Which is very...
An enraged LPGA pro.
Which is a very angry thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first time she's done it this season.
Throwing.
We have seen it. We definitely saw it with Hannah when she was chasing her and following her, screaming at her about having a vape pen and a Valium.
I missed that, but now I'm...
That's on the previous season.
Yes, but I'm very much looking forward to it.
Oh, it is classic. Classic... Rage monster
Rage
Sandy
monster.
When she just hit her ball into a sand trap.
Oh, goodness. Y'all.
Because if you've ever seen a lesbian golfer angry, y'all, you've never seen anything.
Oh, it's like when I've seen gay men that are organizing nonprofit things and they get pissed off.
Yep.
Goody gays,
the anger,
as I like
the
to call them.
Goody gays.
Goody gays.
You know, they
I could
really,
have been a goody gay, they, and I realized been, I needed
they,
to let it go.
They really are the most fastidious of
all. Oh, goody gays. I like that. We're trademarking that. Y'all, okay, speaking of goody sissies or just good luck, y'all, we are bowled over that y'all have had such a big response to our live show. We dropped our Chicago and New York dates, or maybe you don't know. We basically almost we sold out of Chicago, and we have a few tickets to our New York dates. But because of that response, we added two more dates. So we added another night to Chicago and another night to New York City.
Yeah.
So now what? I'm gonna mess them up, poodle. So Chicago, we're doing
Chicago
January 7th.
Don't say it. Just let me say. Okay. Don't sound it out to me, Garth and Kat style.
What I just wanted to, you know,
seventh.
We said it at the same time.
January 7th is the additional night, and January 8th is the sold-out night.
Sold out for Chicago. So if you want to come see us in Chicago, we
only
still
have seats available on the 7th.
But we have plenty of seats
Seats now.
Including VIP.
Yes.
Actually, I shouldn't say VIP. It's called...
No, it is in Chicago. Please let me do this. Please.
What? It's very
You're
going to
fuck this up.
Y'all, but look for...
Please let me do this. If you're on the Chicago...
I know how to do it, too.
No, but you're already fucking it up.
I didn't fuck it up.
In Chicago, you guys, on Friday, if you're going to buy those tickets, if you buy VIP and it says VIP seated, that is your ticket also to the meet and greet after party.
Yes. Then New York fucked it up.
New York is the outlier here.
Blame Ticketmaster.
So yeah, it's pretty much Ticketmaster and they even admitted, yeah, that's confusing. Sorry about that. If you are trying to buy a ticket to the New York show for either date, all the VIPs are sold out for the 29th, but on the 28th, we have VIP meet and greets available. If you want, don't say this, if you want a after party, a meet and greet after party ticket, you need to go down to where it says meet and greet after party underneath this.
Not platinum.
Not platinum, not VIP deck.
Yes, they have a VIP deck.
Which is a seating area.
It's totally...
So Carl's Wives, don't select the first thing you see.
Look, select the... It has to say meet and greet. And some of you, too, mentioned that, you know, we still have some of the other... We have a few tickets left for the Saturday night of New York show.
Yep.
And somebody said, holy shit, they're charging $135.
Now,
that's because Ticketmaster's algorithm automatically
did that.
That
is a demand thing. They do that, but that's contractual
but like
for them.
But
we don't see any of that money, by the way,
if
you're wondering.
We have fixed that.
We have fixed that. Now we've gotten them down to 52, but those are... Nice floor seats, so
I know, but it's not. I don't want people to think it's us.
We're
like, upcharging, thinking like we're over here, like wringing our hands.
No, no, that word doesn't mean what you
wringing
think it
our
means.
Hands with money.
No, it's like me. You wring your hands when you're nervous. No, that's not what that word means.
Well, wringing your hands when you want money, though.
That's
you're
not
nervous
what it
for money.
No,
like Scrooge McDuck.
He doesn't. That's not
Nitty.
Ringing is a nervous and awkward situation.
So what is it?
That is rubbing your hands.
Rubbing.
When you want money.
That doesn't sound as good. I
know.
Don't like it,
but what you just said isn't what you think it means.
Wringing your hands.
So
anyway, y'all.
Anyway, the
of course it got fucked up. Only us.
If you want a meet and greet, just to say it again, if you're buying a ticket to the New York show on the 28th, and you like, I want a meet and greet ticket, it must say meet and greet after party.
Yep. Or you ain't.
Yeah, that's what you select. Thing. Some people are saying it's not saying it on their ticket after they buy it. That's fine. However, if you are getting a meet and greet ticket, it will say, usually it's on the floor.
Yeah, kind of in the front.
Right.
Yeah.
But those are the VIP meet and greets. If you bought a ticket, oh God, this is so long. If you bought a ticket for the 29th and you thought it was VIP deck, or you bought VIP deck to buy a meet and greet, let us know. We may have a workaround for that, but it's kind of tough right now. Mm. But you can either DM us.
Okay. So yeah, y'all, just send us a DM us in our
send
Instagram.
Send us a DM.
Send us a Twitter. If
a
you're
twit.
A patron or a super sis.
Send us a
message.
A PM, a Patreon. You can't send us a message on Supercast.
You know? Well, and if you're and if your husband is hot and you don't mind if he has gay sex with Poodle, then send Poodle your address.
It ain't cheating if it's with poods.
It ain't cheating.
Remember,
if it's with poods.
Anyway. I think that's it. Let's get into this.
I
want to
talk about this show. Oh, it's been a hard day's night.
What?
That's what the episode
the name
called.
Show.
Yes.
It's been a hard day.
Wow. I don't really know what that expression means.
It's a Beatles song.
I know it's a Beatles song, but a hard day's night.
It's a play on words. Hard day's night.
So you're thinking, okay.
Doesn't mean anything. I'm sure some fucking know-it-all motherfuckers can be like, it actually means.
It actually means. There are Beatle enthusiasts.
I am that know-it-all motherfucker. I'm sorry. Y'all, we are post.
We're in the midst of a fight. Well, kind of finishing it out.
They always do this on, it was a to be continued episode.
Yes.
Now, remember, Lexi has just told Matthew that his parents should have aborted him.
After calling him the R word.
The R word.
Yes.
And granted, you guys, he did bait her everything he could to get her to this point. Because she is reliably always goes the extra mile with this kind of, not like Captain Sandy's crazy rage monster, but this is a type of almost desperate, scary, I don't know.
Well,
something happens to her.
They all kind of talked about basically what we spoke about, how she goes into this whole classism thing. And
yeah, but I understand that. But to say that your parents should have aborted you?
And then when you're confronted with that, as she happens later, to still stand by it.
Yeah. Well, she tries to say, I said his parents should have, he should never have been born.
Which doesn't sound any better.
No. But Katie just says, actually, you did say you wish his parents had aborted him.
Aborted him, actually.
Ooh, this is not Katie's job, y'all.
So they kind of finish out their little row. And I thought best line of the night where Delaney says, it's nice to meet you all.
Unintentional star of this episode because she just kept saying things like, okay.
Okay.
Nice weekend.
Oh boy. That poor wait staff. That was my favorite too when they cut to the wait staff and they're all kind of, they all look like someone like literally in like a Chuck Jones cartoon of like cartoon characters staring in the door while they watch like Tweety Bird get big, yes, and like ravage a house.
It does look like they've just witnessed the massacre of the royal family from the Russian royal family. Yes, and they've just seen them shoot Anastasia in the head.
Yeah,
or did they? Did she survive? That's what all the world wants to know. I was obsessed with the idea of the Romanovs.
Most gay men are.
That's not true. I was obsessed with them as a child. That's what's even weirder.
Wow.
Well, because I read a book and about
Boy. Oh, God.
I was like, is Anastasia still alive?
Oh, your poor mother. Poor thing.
And then I thought, am I Anastasia?
Father Poodle, I need to talk to you. Jay Bird's just, he's obsessed with that Russian princess. He thinks he's a princess, Father Poodle. I don't know what to do about him.
God.
I go to church, but you know what the minister would say? Faggot friend. That's what he'd say, Mother Poodle.
I know.
Can you imagine because my parents didn't really talk about my gayness.
Uh-huh.
But the conversations you and your parents, because your parents actually kind of communicate somewhat better than mine. I can't imagine the pillow talk they had.
What are we going to do? Well, I guess we'll see. Maybe it's a phase.
Jay Bird picked up his keyboard and ran out of the room saying he'll never be a success. Father Poodle, he's six.
He just walked out in a huff the other day, and he was 4 years old. I seem to learn how to do that.
He slammed the door, and I said, are you mad? And he said, no, he just wanted to be dramatic.
He sat over the side of the pool and just dreamily hummed to himself for 2 hours.
I know, friend. I asked him if he wanted to play football, and he said he didn't have a costume for it.
Yeah, they had no idea what to do with me. They really didn't.
They really didn't. They did.
Zero.
Most parents are trying to do the best they can.
I agree. Them. So Lexi's basically saying things to them. When he says fucked up shit, you let it slide. And that's not true. They do go at Matthew. They say stop. But Lexi selectively hears everything through her narcissistic
lens.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm glad that we talked about it last week, because even this is a little jumping ahead, but it's pertinent. But even Lloyd, when he was talking to the guys that night, he was like, you know, I forgot, though. We kind of have been saying that Mayfew kind of goaded her, but we forgot that Lexi is the one who was actually giving him shit during all those speeches.
Yes, that's what I talked about last week.
No, yeah. You know, so I think even he, like, they kind of forgot. That really was the seed, and I'm glad they showed that again, because we see that was the seed of all of this.
Yep.
Lexi just should have kept her mouth shut.
Yeah, God, that's not possible. Anyway, Matthew is saying, I'm going to say it's me or her. And then Courtney calls Lexi the C word.
Which doesn't go good.
Cabbage. No one likes to be called a cabbage, y'all.
No.
So Lloyd actually says, Lexi, shut up. That for the first time. Remember, he's really disturbed by it. Then Malia, I will say,
she handled this well, I thought.
Malia has been the most reasonable and even person on the boat. And I don't know what happened since last season. She was very, a lot of mean girl behavior last season. I'm seeing very little of that.
Do you think she's going to be on the show next season?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. She wants to be a captain.
So she will be on the show until she's a captain.
Yeah. She's got a lot of ambition.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
It'll only be if they'll... I think that's one of the reasons she's been aware of how she's been perceived. I think she's older now, too.
Yeah.
And I think she's realizing... We saw her have so many showmances earlier.
Yeah.
And she's just not into it.
When you fucked your way through the Dick Riviera, you learn things. And I'm not slut-shaming her. I'm saying we've been there. We've learned things.
And she learns not to have a showmance with kind of two people at one time.
Do you think every time you get a little bit of dick inside you, does it actually make you smarter?
No.
Because we had to fuck a lot of people to learn our lessons.
No, I think it builds up over time like cheese.
Oh, okay.
It gets better with age. Okay. Dick does. And it maybe dick makes you better in slow increments. It does maybe. Not make you smarter.
Oh.
That I can say.
Yeah, that's true.
The best dick still, does not make you smarter.
You would still make really bad decisions, but uh-huh. Now you just, it's almost, you fear the outcome.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, that was some dick wisdom.
Yeah, dick wisdom.
So anyway, it's bad. It's they're back. And talking, and Katie
Lexi
said,
does the best thing, and she just goes to her room.
Yep.
Calls her friend.
And Katie, they don't even say friend. They don't even say who it is.
Yeah, oh no, because they probably
I think it's just someone on a psychic hotline.
That or like the PA, they're like, Look, Denise, you're going to have to talk to her. She needs someone. I don't want to.
I don't like her.
Listen, Denise, you're getting paid to do this.
You're getting paid $11 an hour.
Get back from that coffee bean and get on the phone with her. We'll get coffee for the crew later.
And Katie basically says, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to Captain Sandy about it, and she can make the decision.
You know, Malia even, but again, it just shows that Malia did talk to y'all on the van ride back. Everybody crowds into one van.
Yeah, I meant to say this. Go ahead.
Another van. It's Lexi, Malia, and who is in that? Lexi,
Delaney.
Delaney, yes.
Deloney.
And
my Deloney has a first name. It's...
Oh. And so Malia says to her, she's like, look, I understand that he said things. It was like, but the problem is that Malia basically rationally said, you go low on things. You go to a different level. You talk about, maybe think about
class.
Like, talking about money and things like that. And Lexi's kind of like, yeah. And you're like, she's sitting there nodding her head and you're thinking, is Lexi getting it? And then you hear Lexi says like, yeah, she didn't have to explain anything to me. I already know that. I already know.
I think that's when she became 110% unredeemable for me.
Yeah. It's that
when she's aware.
That's it, y'all. She has an awareness of what she's doing and what she's saying, and she still doesn't care.
And y'all, that's the most dangerous person you will meet in life.
And that's why she doesn't want to come to the reunion.
Yeah. I'm gonna sneeze.
They should. You know what? She will do things for money. Bravo should throw her extra money to get her at the reunion. It'd be worth it.
Yeah.
It would be worth it.
She says she's not coming now, but who knows? Who knows?
Andy Cohen slips you a few 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, they're notorious for giving some people enhancements to do things and not others.
Oh, yeah.
It creates more drama.
Yeah.
Because the housewives are paid all different kinds of amounts.
Yeah.
So... The Lexi is talking to her friend, or maybe it's her mom, when she says, I want rich friends. Every time I have a friend who's not rich, they try to ruin me.
That's why I don't have rich friends, because people that are not rich are conniving. They're always conniving against me. Because I'm the fucking princess of the world, and everyone wants what I have. I'm like, who are you?
I don't... What's weird is she's this mix of self-awareness with how she behaves, but complete unawareness with how she is perceived.
Yes.
Again, a very dangerous person to meet in life.
Yes.
So Katie says to Lexi, when she's trying to back in the room, and she's like, I just need to talk. She's like, I have nothing to say to you. And closes, basically, that's later on, she closes the door.
Oh, yeah, that's way later on. Yeah.
And to her mom, when she's talking to her mom later on.
Mom's like, you're a preacher's kid.
She's like,
you're
stop
better than-
saying that. Dad is dead. And you're like,
whoa.
Okay.
You're still not a preacher's kid because your dad's dead now?
And then she's like, everyone should be fired. Everyone's done insubordination. I just don't understand what that's about. That is whataboutism at the highest order.
Delaney's like, I don't know know she's a bad person. We just don't have the same values. Nice to have known you.
So the next AM, the next morning.
Delaney leaves the boat, everybody. And so that's kind of like, I mean, that's it. Delaney.
She does say, I'm taking Stu off of my CV.
Yeah, she does say that. She does say. But she basically leaves. Captain Sandy wakes up, y'all. And when Katie's like, yeah, I need to talk to you when you get a chance. When you get a chance, Captain Sandy. And And Captain Sandy, y'all.
All right, KK.
She's not even really awake. Like, she's got a hat on. There's no makeup on. She just went through a whole binge of Mariska Hargitay, and she's exhausted.
Can I get back to you after I finish my last Law & Order SVU?
Yeah.
Mariska's just about to solve the case. And I love that look in her eye when she's about to.
Got a bottle of baby lotion, and I've been edging all night. Bum, bum.
Every time the finger bang hits.
Bump, bump.
Wow. A bottle of baby lotion and I've been edging all night. If you don't know what edging is, y'all, you can Google that. Wow. It's also 11:30 in the a.m. here in California, and I'm having to take a moment.
You know what? Let's go to a commercial.
Please,
we'll be right
please.
Back. We're back. We're back, everybody. Stop it. I'm just thinking of her finger banging herself.
That's going to come back again, I have a feeling.
Y'all, because Mariska Hargitay is my number one. She's all of our number
one. She's my number one.
I don't even watch that show, and I love her.
Oh, I would let Mariska Hargitay top me.
You would. You would.
Totally.
And you let Rachel Maddow just cuckold you.
Yeah.
That would be a them dream
just,
for you.
And then her just find me. What are you doing? Rachel, who is that Mariska Hargitay? And Mariska Hargitay?
Rachel Maddow would kind of do her little awkward, crooked smile, and you would mail.
She's like, Rachel, yes, I'm fucking him tonight. That is a sick, cuckold fantasy about two women banging me.
But you love them both so much.
I do.
All right, y'all. So let's talk about the meeting, shall we? The meeting. So Katie basically is like, Kip and Sandy.
It was a real shit show last night.
Get a little problem.
And Sandy's like, so who started it? Again, y'all, Sandy only wants to know who's to blame.
She does.
It's not really to know about anything.
It's true.
She just wants to know because she's that black and white. She's going to blame that person. She's the ultimate, like, pragmatist in that way.
Yes, and Katie's basically saying they went at it. They both had fuel of the fire. She said Lexi's comments took it to a whole new level. But Captain Sandy does say, which is good, I think, that I did. They all kind of, when they're talking to her, and she talks about this later, the first person they talk about is Lexi. And so Captain Sandy does say, but what did Matthew say?
Right.
Like, because you said fuel to the fire, because they don't kind of go into those descriptors.
Yeah.
Because he did say, no one likes you on this boat. Like, so Sandy starts to get the idea.
Captain is like, yeah, can I see Matthew, Lexi, Katie to the bridge, please? Salon.
Y'all, best boss move ever is when you're sitting.
The shittiest one.
When someone sits down and you say, no, sit over there. I applauded that.
Ooh, yeah.
I applauded that.
She loves that shit.
She probably did that a lot, too, because cameramen were like, they set up the shot.
She knows by now.
Still, y'all, because that is considered a leadership thing when two people don't like each other. It's like your mom. How often did your mother make you sit by your brother when you were mad at him?
Oh, the worst thing my mother ever did to my brother and I was after we had a fight, my mother would make us hug each other. And you know how I feel about hugging.
It's true.
When my mother would force us to hug one another
for her.
It was awful. I think that's why I'm fucked up with hugs now. Because I had to hug my brother when I wanted to kill him. Yeah, go into that, Ludwig von Drake.
Do you hug your brother now? Send me to Vienna.
Yeah, I hug my brother now because I actually want to see him.
By the way, did you see some sissies posted the trailer of Sing 2? Did you actually watch it?
Yes.
You're going to have to see
I
that
was
in December with your nephew.
Mortified.
It's going to be horrible.
Who makes these movies?
It looks so bad.
Like, is this just a punk for us? They know that children have zero taste, so they make things worse and worse.
I got to text your brother and tell him there's a movie for you to take your nieces and your nephews and niece to.
No, I'm sure as soon as he gets out, I'm sure he riles them up and tells them, Uncle Jake will take you to that.
And then they get so excited. Oh, Uncle Jake's taking us to a movie,
yeah.
A movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal.
And then you can't say no.
Yeah, of course I can't. So, oh, God. And I can't drink because I'm actually watching them because, God forbid, someone eats a fucking milk dud and chokes on it. And then I would be the uncle who let their niece choke on a milk dud because I had two shots of vodka before I saw the
movie. Mother Poodle would never let you live that down.
No, no, no. Well, remember the Christmas you killed your niece? Never really think about it again. Same way. Christmas is ruined. Can't even eat milk duds again either.
Oh, boy.
This show's going to be a long one. So, yes, I'm almost certainly going to have to see Sing 2. And I will possibly be listening to a murder podcast.
Yeah, probably. While I get through it in one ear, yeah. So y'all,
or a cult podcast. Those are my favorite.
Those are your favorite. So they sit down, and she's like, "Boy, the way Sandy immediately starts with the guilt."
So you had an incredible day planned. I mean, think about it. You're out in Croatia, the wild. It's like when I'm out on the golf course, and you know. Yet, and then how does it devolve into fighting? How does it devolve into fighting? The management did all this for you. Oh. Who started it? Lexi immediately. Matthew.
Can I speak?
And he's like, yeah, she did say I wish your parents had aborted me. And that's when Kenny said, actually, you did. You did say you wish his parents had aborted you.
You did say you wish it was aborted.
That's very Beatles. You just did.
It did. Sorry.
You wish she was aborted.
Aborted. She wish she was aborted.
So Kate Eamon says, people get aggressive with you because your reactions go too far. And Sandy then, you guys, does the most infuriating thing that makes you know she has no fucking idea what goes on this boat. She goes, Lexi, I gotta tell you, sexy Lexi. Gotta tell you, to me, your work ethic is great.
Yeah,
I've no complaints about you. I mean, you didn't leave. From what I've seen in the dailies, you didn't leave a cleaning thing in a boat. You haven't been lazy.
Haven't been lazy at all.
You didn't boss around Delaney like she was your slave.
That's what a little something. No one brings up. She's doing shoddy work, and no one brings up that. Like, to me, I would think if I was talking to a captain and I wanted to get someone fired, y'all, because they all want her fired.
Katie is being very, very even keel here. If this was anyone else, it would have been like that. And then, but Katie knows not to poke Sandy when she's trying to say something. She knows that Sandy has to get it out.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Talking over her and saying, but she's like, I don't care about any of that.
That's what she says.
Anyway, so Lindsay said, Lexi says, last night, Kevin was standing, he told me he was going to give you an ultimatum. So it was going to be me or you. And she's like, oh, really? If someone says, oh, someone says ultimato at me, you know what that makes me from the fail.
And then like
I say, pack your shit and leave.
Storm clowns roll in and she just gets
no
totally...
one's gonna tell me what to do.
No.
No one tells Mariska Hargitay what to do on her show.
No.
No one tells me what to
no.
do. Even Elliot Stabler was glad when he left. Then it was just Mariska. And iced tea. And sometimes Richard Belzer. I need to move on because wow. I'm going to talk about SVU for too long.
You are.
So Lexi just goes nuclear and says, blah, 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 blah. She's just going on. She's like, all right, Matthew, you're dismissed. You're dismissed.
And then she really dismisses Lexi too.
And then she's like, on to the second part of the plan. Sandy, Courtney and Malia to the salon, please. I need phase two. Again, we're doing all of this when we already know what's going to happen. This is a charade or a charade if I was less pretentious.
And you're not.
But come on, we all like to say charade.
So I say charade, but I do like to say vase. I don't like to say, it feels weird to say vase. So Malia basically says they both were wrong. And Sandy says, I find it interesting that everyone starts with Lexi, but nobody starts with Matthew.
He's tried to quit twice. You've kept him on.
So
this is ridiculous.
They all feel that it's ridiculous for them to bring up anything about Mayfew because you're going to defend him and keep him on the boat.
Your actions with him.
You showed bad leadership with him. So they're not going to say anything.
Y'all, if I was on this boat, I would just decide it was my time to get fired. I would scream all this back at her. I could never work for someone like Sandy, y'all. She would gaslight me from the day because she knew she'd be waiting for me to freak out on her.
She would.
Yeah.
She would.
The worst manager. Y'all, this boss.
But Malia brings up a good time. She said, but this isn't just about this. This is about, it's coming off that first night where she really, she's like, I think Matthew instigated her, but really he didn't, y'all.
No.
Lexi started it, but as soon as Malia, I think, brings up the beginning fight of Lexi and her yelling at everyone, that pretty much sealed her fate, y'all.
Yeah.
That pretty much sealed her.
Yeah.
So then Sandy calls back Lexi again.
By this time, we've been doing this for 5 hours.
For five, yes. At this point, the crew is like, when are we breaking for lunch?
We've heard long stories about Sandy's earlier career, episodes of Cagney and Lacey that are relevant.
Yes, yes, exactly.
An episode, maybe a subplot of Kate and Allie.
Yeah.
That applied here. Uh-huh.
Oh, Kate and Allie, they didn't need those husbands. they lived together and they just raised
them. You know, that's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's leadership. Sometimes you can build a family with two women. Oh,
Jane Curtin just didn't know, but Allie did.
Susan St. James. Where did I pull that out of?
Y'all,
fuck.
By the way, if you haven't,
We might have just killed Susan St. James.
I hope not. I recently, about 6 years ago, I went through I'll rewatch Kate and Allie phase. And I have to say, that show is so lesbian.
Like it is. I remember it.
It's really good, but I watch it now and I'm like, wow, no wonder everybody was talking about this in the 80s because there was nothing like this.
Yeah. No, it's all about.
It's good.
It is. It's very. Very transgressive for a family unit in the 80s.
And also it reminds you, y'all, that how...
And how they raised their kids.
How we're so used to single moms now.
Yep.
And how that was such a thing that no one really talked about until the 80s.
Yep.
It's a good study of where women were in the 80s.
Yep.
And what people were trying to fight against.
And there was, but there was always this, and I don't know if you remember this, it was had a lot of lesbian themes. However, it always implied them having dating lives.
Always.
So never, that was the way we could get past it.
Yeah.
With sponsorships going, as long as you got her going, as long as you got Kate going out on a date.
We've got so many
fine.
Of our lesbian and bi and poly sissies that are going to send us their term papers that they wrote about Kate and Allie. Y'all, because Kate and Allie is like for gay men what Will and Grace was. All lesbians have an opinion about it.
That's true.
I mean, it really like they're attached to it. Anyway, I love that show.
Anyway, sidebar.
So anyway, Sandy and Lexi comes back in. Y'all, she knows
her time is up. So she's walking to the guillotine.
You know what?
Okay.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think it's time,
it's
y'all.
Another episode of Below Deck Theater.
That's our sea shanty.
Sea shanty.
Shanty.
As I
not
was,
chanty.
As I was roasted in our Facebook group and other places.
In our patrons. They're like, it's sea shanty, bitch.
Thank you for actively destroying me
every time. They did.
I admit it. I was wrong. I was wrong. So it is sea shanty, like Chante, the French word for
all
sing.
All right. Poodle's going to be playing Sandy. I'll play Lexi and maybe some other voices in her head.
Yeah.
And action.
Come in, Lexi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here.
You know.
Here. Just looking at you.
I just got to tell you.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful girl. Shapely.
Thank you.
Proportioned.
One Miss Bahamas. Remember?
Yeah.
Pageant queen.
That was one of your pluses.
Yeah. Some of those. I still have some of those queens that beat me out on my list.
Your list.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh. I hope I'm not going to be on your list.
What list?
When
don't talk about the list, Lexi.
Oh, that's not a good voice.
Sorry. I had a frog in my throat.
That's the first voice that's been lower than mine.
So what did you talk about?
Here's the thing, Lexi. Yeah. Lexi, uh-huh. Lexi, Momexi, Banana Fana, Fofexi.
Oh, I love it when you say my name a lot.
You're a good
person. Me. Me, Lexi.
Lexi.
Yeah.
You're a good person.
Thank you.
Everything I've seen has told me, and everything people have said about you,
lied, bitches, lies.
Well, I throw all of that out. Remember, I don't take anybody's counsel. Okay. It's just mine.
Don't kill her yet.
Again, you're a good person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a good person.
Yeah.
I can see the fire that is emanating from your ears is just a symbol that you really want to do your job.
There's not steam coming out my ears at all, I promise.
No. but I need to say.
Yeah.
I got to let you go. Yeah. You just. I don't know.
Kill her!
Boy, that's a very low voice.
Had a burp. Okay. Sorry, chef made a frittata. Didn't go down good.
Yeah, I gotta. Maybe I should have fired him the other three times.
No, yeah, but you know, nobody's ever gonna. You know, he started it. No one's ever gonna say anything to him. You know, I'm just kind of going over all those things he said about me. Did I mention that he said things about me? But you're gonna fire me?
Yeah, you did. And that's why you're the best person I've ever known.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's why I gotta let you go.
Okay. Well, you know.
And no, but it wasn't my decision.
Yeah, okay. Well.
It's basically everybody else who threw you in the bus.
I did say, you know, I didn't really say I'd smack him. I just said I'd just lovingly tap him.
I'm gonna let you go this season. Yeah. But come make it work for me.
Okay.
Come make it work for me.
Great.
You can be my personal cabin attendant.
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to.
Because you fit in well here.
Yeah.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good work, Heather.
You know, you're one of my favorite shows. Living Single, we could watch it together.
Great.
You ever seen that show?
Love Khadija.
Just
love her.
Just a bunch of women.
Yeah, I know.
Living
single. They don't need a man.
They don't. No. They don't.
No.
They don't.
Wasn't a big fan of Regine.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave now. She's my favorite. Good talk.
And scene. Wow. I had no idea Captain Sandy was such a television fan.
She really loves some old reruns. Oh.
So
oddly enough, she doesn't know that there's a show called The L Word. Never heard of it. Not familiar.
She finds them way too real.
Yeah. What is that? What is that? What is that?
So she basically, she says, can you get, Malia, can you get her luggage? Can you get Lacey's luggage?
So she's getting her luggage. She's packing up. And Katie's like, Sandy says, yeah, let her go. And Katie goes, oh, okay. She's like, well, you know, you should probably talk to her. And Katie goes,
why?
Katie goes, yeah, okay.
What? That's the thing. She doesn't do it. Captain Sandy doesn't do it. She lets Malia, or sorry,
to me,
she
I think
lets
if you
Katie,
let someone go, at least in my, if y'all in the cubicle warrior job, when someone gets fired, the bosses tell them they're fired.
And they leave.
And they immediately are escorted. They go get their stuff. They don't go around and say bye to everyone. That's just not how
it
works.
It's this fake idea of Captain Sandy trying to create a family. Because I really wanted to start, really wanted to finish with the crew I started with. Even if they were actual lunatics who said they were Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's probably a bad decision.
Probably. Probably.
Anyway, so later on, Sandy's talking to Matthew. He's like, you know, your behavior is also bad. But I need you to own it. Be responsible. You're replaceable. And you will rise above it. Speaking of, you need to come to my seminar called Rise Above It, in Orlando.
In Orlando.
In about 4 weeks.
Before it's just a one.
It's 11 hours. Mostly golf stories.
But I will replace you, just by the way.
Which you haven't.
So you say that, Sandy, but we don't believe you. And that's when y'all, Katie
God,
goes.
This is infuriating.
It is. And like you said
there
earlier.
There are two more charters.
I know. Katie goes to talk to Lexi, and Lexi literally shuts the door in her face. Because Lexi puts all, I think that's who she blames about all of this, is she's going to say it's Katie not managing well.
Yeah. Oh, when, definitely.
When, y'all, Jesus Christ herself could come down and stew this ship, and Lexi would still try to destroy him.
That's true. And then Sandy would say, you know, Jesus, I want you to lead.
Yeah. Well,
I want you to lead.
Yeah, well, my dad got in the way of that. You know, you try having an overbearing father.
Boy, I'd be better if we all just had mothers.
So, can you imagine if Mother Poodle was the son of Christ?
Oh, she basically kind of, well, she did hang herself on a cross ritually. she would martyr herself often. So
she would.
So basically, Sandy's like, everybody have a seat.
Oh, good. We're all here.
I don't know if we're... Lexi's obviously gone. We'll all miss her very much. But I don't know if you want to bring in a third stew. Again, she's wanting to add more chaos. She's like, I just don't want the charter to feel it.
So here's the deal. This is what's... It's really annoying because it is clearly obvious that Captain Sandy wants to bring back Delaney.
Obviously.
But she puts it on Katie. So Katie's going to go with her gut, and Captain, this is kind of jumping ahead, but it's what it is.
Because there's
a lot of this back and forth, and it is annoying. I wrote, Katie, just make a fucking decision. Because that is hard for Katie.
It is.
I'm just like, just make
and the Captain
decision.
Sandy's the worst manager to work for with
and
someone
so
like
Captain
that.
Sandy's like, well, I've got to trust her. I've got to trust, but it's, y'all, I hope shit goes okay, because if it goes bad, Captain Sandy's going to say, well, that's why I wanted to bring Delaney back.
Yeah, Katie, you made the wrong call.
And I'm like, then just bring her back.
So they're doing this.
Sure you don't want Delaney? She reminds me of that. Remember that older sister from Just the Ten of Us with that long red hair? The one who was...
Jamie Gertz.
The one who was kind of slutty.
No, what's her name? Is her name Jamie Gertz? I'm not making that... No, that's not Jamie Gertz. Something.
She's kind of slutty at first, but then she realized she could be a quote-unquote good girl and just not be with a man. Her, she's my favorite, Delaney. You look like her.
Oh, God. So, y'all, it's the pref sheet meeting for the next. I was confused. The one guy is a gospel singer, and the other guy is named Chris or something. Like, they met at church. Is this a gay couple?
No.
Okay, so it's just two friends who met each other at church.
Yes.
Maybe I've just been gay for too long.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Jamie Lunar.
Thank you. And he was Jamie.
Jamie Lunar. Yeah.
God. So anyway, they want all their love adventure. They want to use all the toys.
They do.
All the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're going to get out all the toys. I want all those toys out.
All those toys
so people
out.
Can pleasure themselves with those toys for as long as they need.
Wow.
And they want a scenic picnic. And so Katie, of course, is going, do I bring my lady? Do I not bring my lady?
Y'all, we're saving you the time. There's like 20 minutes of her just do I or don't.
And then Katie says, Courtney, it's just going to be me and you. And Courtney's like, thank you.
And
this
Malia's
is what they've
like,
wanted forever.
And Malia pulls a Captain Sandy and says, well, that's great. They're going to do that. But they better not ask us to do anything. We don't have our shit done. Not happening.
Well, that's Malia. That is Malia setting a boundary. And she's saying that because they've been fucked like that before.
Y'all, and
so,
and,
but I understand it.
And also another reason they didn't talk about this, but come on, it comes into play. Another reason they're doing this is, y'all, there's more tip for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So, y'all, one little thing here. Sandy sees David limping, and she
It's the next day. Yeah. That's when Katie made up her mind. And Sandy said, oh, wasn't sleeping well. I just
know everything's going to be great
I'm stressed out, and there was this, I watched this. They had this, they had a to be continued on Hotel, and I
Hotel? What? Is that a show?
Yeah, you know it's all Hotel. It was after Dynasty.
No.
Oh, I loved Hotel.
Wait. Why were you watching an adult drama?
It was on ABC.
You were allowed to watch people sleeping with one another?
Yeah, come at me if you watch Hotel. You know, my mother was doing the best she can.
I've never heard of Hotel, actually. Crest.
It was not a good show. I think it was on for only one season.
I was going to say.
It was like 1986 or 7, though. I was very young to be watching this.
I think even my grandmother, when I would watch television with her, said, this is trash. When Grandmother Poodle would go, no, we're not watching this trash.
Well, sometimes my mama would watch stuff, and I would sneak out of my room.
And she would crawl on the carpet to sleep.
And I would just watch it on the floor, and I didn't think they noticed. And sometimes they didn't. But the thing I wouldn't do good is that I would fall asleep on the carpet.
Yeah.
And they'd always find me.
Great. I'm sure you were reprimanded. Not really. That's why you kept doing it.
Yeah, that's why I kept doing it.
So Sandy sees David limping. She's like, not cool.
Not cool. Uh-uh.
Malia, it's Captain Sandy. Captain Sandy, come to the main deck aft. And bring David. He's right here. So, y'all, then she gets in this kind of, like, she gets in her kind of matron voice, prison matron, Mama Morton voice. Yeah. She's like,
disappointed.
So tell me why you're limping. Tell me why you're limping.
And he says, he explains the fall.
How'd you do that? Well, that's a serious injury.
Serious injury.
Why wasn't this reported? I told you to come.
Malia said,
y'all,
well,
her lesbian mouth gets even tighter if that's possible.
And Malia says, well, he didn't say he needed a doctor or anything like that.
I'm really disappointed in you, Malia. Lily Sobieski.
They do. Go back to like the first episode. They didn't show
this. She does say it.
Where Captain says, if there's any injuries, I want to be the first to know.
Right.
She did say that.
Well, that's a speech. The thing is.
But even I would think, like, if somebody injured themselves, I would let.
I agree. Totally.
The captain know.
But he's played it down.
It's
constantly.
True.
So with someone like David, you never know if it's really that severe.
And I agree with. I agree with Sandy. Like when Malia was talking to David earlier and David said, oh, yeah, I can go off the ship and clean. And Malia said, can you? And David said, yeah, I'm fine. I think if I was Malia, I would have made a call and said, no, you're not going to do that.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. And she's like, really disappointed in Malia. So, really disappointed.
So Sandy's not wrong in the actions people have made. But God, she just takes this. She takes this whole thing of questioning somebody's like morality and their humanity.
I just don't know if I can trust Malia.
And they're this,
y'all. She said that for 4 seasons,
and she just goes from 0 to 20.
Yeah. And Malia says,
that was par. That was gonna be par. Fucking sand trap. I swear to God, I'll never play this course again.
I was going golfing this afternoon with this Croatian woman who makes bread. Do you know how strong her fingers are?
I don't give a fuck. Anyway, she turns into Rage Monster.
She does.
And she's so awful. Y'all, the thing about it is, Sandy is like this with sometimes her favorite pets. She saves that because she takes everything so personally.
I do see what she wants to be. That she is the arbiter of morality.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And she never
was like what she would do with Hannah, because Hannah was her chief stew for so long, and Sandy saw it as a personal attack. So she's even taking this personally.
Yeah.
That Malia would do this
instead of just saying, "Yeah, Malia, like, hey, that's not cool." Yeah. Anytime someone's hurt, you need to let me know. He's not going to do this.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's different because with a Captain Lee move, Captain Lee would just take all the time. There would be no kind of like softening up. And like, you see, I have to do this, Malia, because I want the best for you. Captain Lee would say, I'm not doing this shit. You should have reported it. That's it. Fuck this. And walked away. But that's what you're going to get with Captain Lee.
But with Captain Sandy, that's the reason they didn't report it.
Exactly.
Because Malia knows if she reported to Sandy, depending on Sandy's move, it would be like, okay. Or it would be,
who did it? Who's to blame?
Well, where were you, Malia?
Exactly.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
Was he not being watched?
You live in fear of this sword of Damocles constantly over you.
Yeah.
And you don't, that's why it wasn't reported. It's
exactly.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, y'all, that's the show.
That's the show, everybody. That's the
way
show.
Too many 80s references for that
there
show.
There was a lot. We really dug in on
Hotel.
This episode.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I don't think you can stream it.
Hotel.
It's.
Do you even know who was in it?
Oh, yes. There was a really she left another show, a pretty a brown-haired woman. Well, and you know, you can watch it. It's streamable on the TiVo network.
Quibi.
Tubi. Tubi? Is that what they're called?
Farfaloon.
Let's see.
We're going to end the show. You could find it. Y'all.
Yes, Connie Selica was in it.
Connie Selica. Okay.
Yes, Connie's in it.
You can find
Ann Baxter, James Brolin. I know stars.
Wow. You don't know stars.
I don't. You can find us on realitygazepodcast.com.
You can go to the website, realitygazepodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter.
I just
said it. Oh, Insta. That's what I
mean. Oh, yes,
you can find us on Insta at realitygazepodcast. You can find us on Twitter at realitygazepod. You can come at us on Cameo, y'all. I've had so many expire the last couple days, but it's been a nightmare. I'm trying to get those free or rebooked to you.
We're doing the best I can.
Yeah.
Y'all, we ended up doing, it'll be a little easier too. We ended up also getting a Linktree account. So now in the show notes.
On our Insta.
When you click, it's on the Instagram, but it's also in the show notes. When you click on the Linktree, that'll take you to
different. Buy tickets to all the shows.
To the live shows. Or if we have an event or something special that we want to see, that'll be a good way for you to come
go to our Insta
quickly.
So y'all, our Insta is a really great way of keeping in touch with what was going on.
It is. Or the newsletter. So there
Reality
you go.
Reality Gaze Podcast.
All right, everybody. We appreciate you so much. So thank you for the support. We're excited to see y'all on the road soon. Coming
on
up.
On the road.
But until then, y'all, be sure to hoist up your anchors.
Hoist the mainsail.
Hoist the mainsail. Plunder some booty. And it's
Anchors Agay.